Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Dean Gingler. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 as we're joined by Dean Gingler, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton football team now. Coach, you knew you had a battle with Canton Galva upcoming there Friday night, and they were able to get you to 60-8 in a game that was called at half. They scored 30 in each quarter. You did get the score there in the first, but a lot of things there that they bring to the table, and clearly you're still dealing with the shorter amount of players that you have available at the moment in time, so I'm sure it was just kind of everything coming together all at once there against a very good team. What were your thoughts on Friday night against Canton Galva?
Yeah, I think we thought going into the game, I mean, being realistic, we were short and considerably younger. They got a lot of seniors playing again. They had a lot last year, but a lot of guys moved up into the senior class and still playing. So a lot of experience and, you know, some size, and then one guy in particular with quite a bunch of speed, so that causes a lot of problems where we had holes and couldn't keep up with it. Offensively, on our end, we moved the ball well first time down the field, but we kind of fell out. We dropped a lot of balls that were right in our hands after that could have helped us out a lot, but if you don't execute well against a good team, it's going to go bad pretty quick, and that's what happened for us.
You talked about maybe getting the ball down the field a little bit. You were able to have just a sliver of success in the passing game. That's where you scored your touchdown at. What they're doing defensively, does it compare to anything that you've seen this year, or is it anything different?
Not far off, I guess, of what we've seen. The problem we had, like I mentioned, I counted in film eight passes we dropped that were right in our hands. So we got guys open, we had time to throw it, and we threw it to them, but we dropped. And, you know, that's not going to get you far on that, because most of those were in a position where, you know, had we caught those, we had space to run with them too. So, sometimes it goes that way. You hate to see it go. We've been pretty good at catching the ball all year, and that game we were not, and so and we didn't really have much opportunity on the running game either, so if we can't get them to really have to worry about the pass, then we're a little hard pressed to get much out of the run either. So just lack of execution on some things there at that point that killed the ability to go anywhere. A couple of penalties in bad spots too, put us in some long yardage, and can't do that against good teams and expect to get anywhere with them. So,
Dean Gingler, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, joining us. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll preview the final district game coming up tonight as we're talking on a Thursday against Wakefield, and that's coming up after this break.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato. And welcome back again here in the Locker Room Chats. Dean Gingler still with us, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, a rare Thursday night game here to play in Week 8. So you take on Wakefield here in district play. And looking at the Bombers, it's a team that, you know, they've had their ups and downs. They did pick up a win over Pike Valley. They're kind of on the last play to put themselves in a position to be in the postseason here. And so this is actually a very important game for you coming up here tonight against Wakefield. The winner will finish third in the district. The loser will finish fourth, the way it's playing out right now. So how important is it to stay with the right focus tonight, and what are your thoughts on Wakefield coming into this one?
I think it's real important to keep the right focus. We're on the road, so we need to be ready to play when we arrive there. But the big difference is, you know, if we win this, we're in the third spot, and that gets us in the first round across district. We have whoever wins on Friday night between Hanover and Frankfort. If we go to the fourth spot, then we go to Axtell for cross-district games. So I think based on what we're seeing scores-wise and whatnot, there's a clear difference between where Axtell is and where we're kind of about everybody else is at this point. So our ability to move on in the playoffs will you know, have a good factor dealing with just who you play. And in that case, it's quite a difference between it. So we'd want that three spot. Give ourselves a chance to go back and hit another opportunity to win one in that cross district game, and you make a little better season of it than we've had so far.
What do you see from Wakefield as far as what they bring to the table? Last week they lost 40-14 to Lakeside. That was a halftime score and ended up being the final. But what do you see from them on film?
Yeah, basically the big factor for them, they've got number 32 in the backfield, a big kid. Strong and definitely can run through some tackles, and that's given us some issues over, you know, the course of the year as far as tackling somebody that's, you know, a strong runner, not the fastest runner in the world, but you know, we still got to get probably several guys to him to get him down. So that's a big factor for us being able to do that. And then offensively, I think we need to be able to go and, you know, balance things out a little bit, get some of the run game in, and you know, the passing game's been a little bit stronger suit for us during the year, but we need to add some run game to it. And it looks like we'd have some opportunities to do that, but the two need to work together on it.
Dean Gingler, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck out at Wakefield here tonight.
Thank you.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at nckssports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 are brought to you in part by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, Nextech, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Drew Dusky with us now, the coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, 40-14 win over Wakefield on Friday night. You get another district victory, an important one to keep your track right to be able to host in week 8 or week 9, I should say, that first playoff game. 40-14 the final, but that was a halftime score. So an interesting game there Friday night. What stood out the most for you?
I mean, I thought our defense played well. I know they had two quick scores. Then Coach Allen did a good job adjusting the defense, and I thought, you know, holding them to 14 after you know, the first half, I thought defensively we did a really good job, and And offensively, I thought we looked good in the first half. But like you said, you know, the halftime score was the final score. And, you know, we had penalties and turnovers and things like that that, you know, you hope you don't have at this time of the year. And I got to do a better job of getting plays out that will make us successful. And the kids got to do a better job of executing those things and you know, still having a little fire. And I understand a little bit, you know, we're up 40-14 and, you know, they got comfortable but you know, it's my job to make sure we stay on task and try to finish the game. And hopefully we can learn from that and do a little bit better on Friday.
Ian had another big game for you with 4 touchdown runs and obviously coming early in the game in the first half, but 232 yards for him as well. But, you know, you got 4 guys carrying the football. I know you got one banged up a little bit right now, so you're kind of distributing to different people at times. But how do you feel about the way that backfield is working here as you get close to the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I like our backfield. You know, we got, you know, after Ian, you know, McCoy, I think, is running the ball well, and we got some other guys that we rotate in the backfield. You know, Reese Freeman is a little bit banged up, but I thought he did a good job. We just need high energy from all the guys.
All right, we're talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. We'll take a break here, come back. We'll preview the Pike Valley game coming up after this break on Katy Country 94.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get 2 free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and 2 streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, Pike Valley coming up next. You go to their place Friday night in Scandia. It's a team that's 0-7. They haven't won a district game yet, but really it's an interesting team because I think if they'd been healthy all year, they definitely wouldn't be 0-7. They've been dealing with some pretty big injuries and to very key players, and Andy Cooper is one of the fastest kids in the Northern Plains League. He's not really been able to play much at all this year. They finally got their quarterback back last week. So when you look at Pike Valley, what stands out and some of the things that you're seeing now that they're starting to get a little healthier?
Yeah, like you said, I know they've been kind of banged up all year, and Pike Valley's a team that, you know, they're always competitive. It doesn't matter how many guys they got on the team or what size they are, they're going to fly around and they're going to go out and compete, and you know, I think they're going to want to throw the ball on us a little bit, just judging by what they've seen on film from us this year. And that's something that we've kind of concentrated on the last few games, and we're going to have to make sure that you know, we're putting pressure on the quarterback and making sure they're not able to scramble and get out in the open and making sure our defensive backs and linebackers are in good coverage and making sure we make things hard for them to pass. But like I said, they're going to be competitive. It's always a tough environment when you go up to Scandia to play. So, we got to be ready and we can't overlook things. I know, they haven't won a game this year, but, we still got to go out and compete like we're playing, any other team. And we have a lot on the line to be able to pick up another district win and secure that home playoff spot in the next week. So, we got a lot to play for.
Yeah, the mindset's obviously important too. Even if you go out and win this game, it gives you confidence going into the postseason. So when you kind of put that into the mix here, I know you're looking pretty good right now, but just to be able to go out there and perform the right way.
Yeah, and we've gained some momentum after the last couple weeks of picking up a couple wins after some really tough games and some tough losses. So like you said, keeping that momentum going heading into the playoffs, I think, is going to be huge.
We're talking to Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck Friday night against Pike Valley.
Thanks, Dusky.
Fans can hear that game on Z96.3, KatieCountry94.com. Our pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 Friday night from Scandia. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and the Brush Group in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Wyatt Flynn. Remember to tune in to Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake for our football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information on the web, visit ncksports.com. Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Boner Welding in Jewel.
And welcome back here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're now with Wyatt Flynn, the coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, tough loss there on Friday to Clifton Clyde, 54-8. These are obviously starting to pile up for you in district play, but you're playing some really tough teams in this district, and Clifton Clyde was no different there on Friday. What were some of the things that stood out for you in the loss to Clifton Clyde there on Friday night?
Yeah, they were just a well-coached football team. They didn't make mistakes. They were just everywhere when we tried to get anything. They just were around the football, knew where the football was going to be, and just a good football team.
Was there anything, I guess I should say, that looked different from Clifton Clyde? Did they throw more, or are they pretty much run-based team?
Well, yeah, they're pretty much still kind of run-based team, but they've spread you out more. They're not in that traditional wishbone-type offense they used to run. But, yeah, they're kind of spread you out a little bit, but then they go right back to their running out of the spread.
When you go up against teams like that, I know that we talked about earlier this year that you do have a physical bunch, but I know you've had to kind of shift some things around within your lineup because of some injuries throughout the season. So what's the toughest part, I guess, of facing a physical team like that when you probably don't have the guys in the spot you might want them?
Yeah, just trying to get those younger kids to match that physicality of being on a high school football field versus a junior high football field, or that taking that next step as a sophomore and experiencing the football and matching that football, getting out there and playing it. It's hard to get a kid for the first game they're going to be thrown out on a football field to play at that high.
And we're talking with Wyatt Flynn, head coach of the Rock Hills football team. We're going to take a timeout. We come back. We'll preview the final game of the regular season here as far as the district is concerned with Washington County coming up Friday night here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. There's a great savings out the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway, downtown Mankato in the meat department. They have bone-in two-piece pork butts sold in cryovac bag for $1.49 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the great deals now the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have Honey Crisp apples for $1.49 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. We're still with Wyatt Flynn, the coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, you have Washington County to finish off district season here, and I know you want to get back on track here. Washington County's a team that's been a little bit up and down themselves here this season. They do look like they want to run the ball maybe more than they throw, but and they haven't had a lot of yards as you kind of look at some of their stats here this year. But what are your thoughts about Washington County and what you're expecting to see there?
Yeah, going into this football game, they've kind of been on the same roller coaster that we have been in the season. They've had their success, and then they're kind of down in the dumps here for a little while. But they're a big football team pretty much across the board. Their offensive line looks really huge on film. They like to get downhill, get to the second level, and be a physical inside the tackles type of offense.
Both teams 2-5 coming into this, so obviously wanting to get that win here to finish out district play. When you talked about them being physical and big up front, do they move well up front, or are they having some issues in that area?
Yeah, they – If they play a physical up front and move people downfield and don't play offensive in with their offensive line in their backfield, they have a lot of success. So at the defensive side of the ball, we just need to disrupt up front and play in their backfield, and I think that our corners and linebackers can come downhill and cover.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at their quarterback. He's thrown for 203 yards, but he's got a large negative on his rushing total. Do you feel like there's maybe some potential to get into the backfield and force some things there?
Yeah, I think that our front's just gotten better as the year's gone along, and I think that they can make a big step here with this type of offense that we're going up against.
Wyatt Flynn, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck against Washington County Friday night.
Yeah, thanks, Dusty. Take care.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cure Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Don't miss the savings now the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have chicken drumsticks or thighs frozen for 99 cents a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great deals now the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have colored peppers for 99 cents each. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.
And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, our own preview show, airing at 5:40 on Friday nights, previewing all the area matchups in the listening area. And after the game, skips the Katy Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.